Inside the Huddle with Don Stock, brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm. And now, here is Don Stock.
Hey, good Saturday morning to everybody. It's nice and cold out there, a little snow on the ground, making you ready for the jolly old fat man coming in about a week. And some good ball games over last night. And we have a great show for you today. We're going to do the first half of the game with the Carroll Cougars, as we have Coach Brady Wiles with us for the Lady Cougars. Adam Tussinger will be following him. And then we'll head to the land of the hot dogs as Matt Crawford will come in and talk to us at 9:30. And then Coach McCullough will wrap it up at 9:45. But before we get to Coach Wiles, let's go over some scores in the county last night. Twin Lakes beat Frankfort 43-38. Carroll beats Rossville 59-38. The girls win. Carroll also 63-33. Tri-Central beats Clinton Central, a game that we broadcast or telecast last night. Tri-Central 75, Clinton Central 55. And the girls, 7th-ranked Clinton Central Lady Bulldogs, they win 43-40. Upset, I would say a big-time upset, as the Gophers head up to the land of the Frontier Falcons and get beaten overtime 52-43. Around the county, or around the area, Western Howard County gets beat by Hamilton Heights 52-57. Lewis Cass gets beat by Tipton 59-53. Kokomo over Marion 90-72. Western Boone gets beat by Southmont 36-28. Well, let's get going here. Coach Brady Wiles, welcome to Inside the Huddle. You with us, Coach?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, I'm well, thank you. A lot of action going on in your game last night, a 63-33 win, but I come in this morning and sitting here in front of me, it says, Allie Harness, 42 points, is a Carroll girls basketball record.
Yes, you know, obviously a very special performance last night for Allie specifically, but, you know, as it always goes, Allie, you know, celebrated the 5-0 start to the Hoosier Heartland Conference season, and really credited her teammates for her performance. But you know, you've got to highlight Allie. I mean, yes, it's a, you know, a girls basketball record here at Carroll. She actually holds the record and the second place record with 41 points. So she broke her own record last night. So. But the most impressive thing, she scored 42 points on 20 shot attempts. That's pretty insane. So,
I would say shooting the lights out.
Yes, for sure. You know, five for seven from two, and then 9 for 13 from the 3-point field goals, and you know, most of those are from behind the volleyball line. So,
We're going to stay with Allie for a little while, because not only can she score, but she does a great job at rebounding, passing the ball, getting assists. Not very many turnovers when it's in her hand almost the whole game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's no way around it. Allie leads the way, you know, offensively, defensively, and a lot of times rebounding, like you mentioned. And, you know, when you have a special player that works as hard as she does, it makes everyone around her better. And, you know, I think that's an area that she's really improved this year as well. And, you know, when teams really focus on her, her passing has improved quite a bit, you know, where she's getting open looks, you know, wide open looks for other girls. So, you know, she's definitely a special player.
Let's talk a little bit about Madison Wagner. How well did she do last night for you?
Madison got in foul trouble in the first quarter. I can take blame for that. She got her third foul in the first quarter on a we were kind of on them a little bit, because they're, you know, holding her jersey and Faith Gardner, and you know, four straight possessions they were all over Madison, and then she got caught with a cheap foul in the end of the first quarter. So I'll take blame for that. But you know, Madison struggled last night. Probably the first game all year that she struggled. I mean, she's averaging 18 a game, but she still brought energy from the bench. You know, she had to sit an extended period of time. But, you know, that happens. And, again, there was multiple girls that stepped up. And, you know, to go back to Allie, she really stepped up when, you know, when you lose your second score, she really stepped up and really, you know, filled both of their voids. So.
Well, Madison is also a player who shares the ball well, averages about 4 assists a ball game, 4 steals, doesn't turn the ball over either very often, as much as she has the ball in her hands also. And, you probably could just go down player for player and talk about all the accolades that this team deserves because they play so well together.
Yeah, and again, I think that starts with, you know, with Allie and Madison and their leadership and the fact that they don't take credit for anything. I think that makes everyone around them want to work harder and buy into the team process. And, you've got a senior in Gleason that doesn't care if she shoots one time or, you know, 10 times in a game. She doesn't care. And, you know, when people buy in and really care about winning, and you have the talent to go with it, you know, good things happen.
I totally agree. We can talk about Miss Tillman also as, she gets her points, but she gets her points scrapping off the boards. And the thing that I just love the most about your ball team is that all your girls understand what their roles are and what they have to do to win.
Yep. Yes, for sure. And again, like I said, that starts with the leaders of your team. And, we do define roles. We have individual meetings at the beginning of the year. And, I don't tell anyone they can't shoot a shot, but we do tell them, hey, if you're open, you might be open for a reason. So let's go set screens and let's get layups because we go set a screen for a teammate that might have 2 girls on her. So, like I said, our assistant coaches do a really good job of, in my opinion, of defining roles. But the girls, they buy into that, and they don't care. They want to win. They want to win conference, and they want to get better for sectional.
Well, we're not going to talk about Lanny yet. I'm going to save her down the line here a little bit. But I know that the game that we had out at our last broadcast or telecast for you, Emily Justice was a starter in her place. Can you talk a little bit about Emily?
Yeah, Emily's a player that's really improved for us. Somebody that has been at every workout in the weight room. She was there, every day in the summer, and it's really paid off. Last year, she was a JV starter and sometimes dressed varsity, but she was a true JV player, and to see where she's come from last year all the way to now is just, it's impressive. And it's, when you can talk to the junior high girls and the elementary girls and say, hey, if you just show up, you might go from a JV starter to now a varsity starter. And, she's a player that we couldn't do without now. And again, from last year, I wouldn't have guessed that. But she stepped up in a huge way.
Well, I'm looking at your stats here, and you shoot 54% from the inside of the arc. You shoot 32 outside, which is pretty good. And then a number that kind of bounces off the charts, even though in the olden days not as well, but 72% free throw line. So that means that a team can't come in and think, okay, we can hack away and get back in a ball game from the free throw line.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not to give away too many secrets, but Allie and Madison shoot the majority of our free throws. So, when Allie's shooting 90% from the free throw line and she's taken almost 60 attempts, that definitely helps our team percentage. But Jamila's had some really good stretches where she's shot, above 80%. She struggled the last couple games, but foul shooting is something that, we emphasized in the off season, and it's really paying off. So, and then kind of same from the 2-point field goals. We shoot such a high percentage from 2 because you know, we typically turn a lot of teams over and we get layups. So, yes, those are great statistics. But we, you know, we also talk, you know, we got to keep improving because some of those numbers are a little skewed just because, you know, the style we play.
Well, you're without Lanny for the rest of the season. Talk a little bit about her injury and and what that impacts on your team.
Yeah, well, you know, the last time I talked to you guys, we talked about, you know, Lanny being a true 1-2-3 scorer. So there's no way around it. You know, losing her is a huge loss. And, you know, you hate it for her, but, you know, as everyone says, at least she's a junior, not a senior. So losing her is huge. But we've got to develop depth, and we've got a couple young kids that have stepped up, and you know, she has, again, she tore her ACL in the Taylor game, the first quarter of the Taylor game, which obviously is unfortunate. It's always unfortunate, but you know, in a 63-8 game, you never want to see that happen. But it was in the first quarter, so she'll have her knee repaired here in the next couple weeks, and you know, she's one of the hardest workers there is, so I expect her to come back next year better than she ever was.
Yeah, I you'll act like as if she never was injured at all. All right, so the jolly old fat man is just around the corner, Coach. What do you want him to bring you for your basketball team? And don't be talking about a 7-foot player.
Well, we'd take that too. we're really excited. We're hosting an 8-team tournament here at Carroll, and we've never hosted anything like that here at Carroll. So, you know, we have the facilities to do it, and you know, I think we're bringing in some of the best teams in the area. You know, we have Tipton and Western. We play a Western Boone team that's 8-3, 3A school. So, you know, we're really excited. You know, we need to use this opportunity over the holiday season to get better, and you know, hopefully use that tournament as a way to get better for the tournament, to get better for sectionals and regionals and playing multiple games in a short amount of time.
That's being played the same time that the boys are at Clinton Central, the 27th, 28th?
Yes. Yep.
And is it running about the same time frame as far as with 8 teams? Do you start at like 10 in the morning and go until last ball game?
Yeah, it'll start at 10 a.m. and the last game's at 8 p.m. on the first day. We scheduled around the holiday tournament at Clinton Central, and then they ended up playing 8 teams. So it kind of, you know, it's going to overlap quite a bit.
Well, will you use both gyms, or will you just use your main varsity gym?
Yeah, yep. We'll use the field house and the main gym. So it should be exciting. And like I said, we're really excited. It's the same Tipton tournament that we've played in the last 3 years. They decided not to host it this year, so we kind of stepped up and said that we'd host it. And so we're excited to play in that.
Well, congratulations on last night's win. We're going to be with you on Tuesday night as you head to Northwestern and telecast that ball game and bring it back to the Cougar fans, those who can't make it. And we look forward to Tuesday night and the Lady Cougars.
Yep, you guys do a great job, and we always appreciate you coming. So we'll see you Tuesday in Kokomo.
We'll do that. Coach, thanks for calling in, and you're listening to Inside.